المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين رواهنا له فدا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. صدق الله العلي العظيم. عظم الله أجوركم يا شيعة أمير المؤمنين. Give my condolences to all of you on this very sad occasion which we are commemorating. It is the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. Again, I emphasize that the barakah of this night to remember Amir al-Mu'mineen, to shed tears for Amir al-Mu'mineen, Mawla'ika Ainat, that individual who was a Qur'an al-Natiq. Amshab shahadati Qur'an al-Natiqas. That if the Qur'an could be martyred, then it would be tonight that the Qur'an was martyred. Because Imam Ali was the walking Qur'an. عظم الله أجوركم يا شيعة أمير المؤمنين. My condolences to the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen on this night of Shahada, the night when Amir al-Mu'mineen he gave his last wasiyya to Imam al-Hassan. He called his son, Ya Bunayya Hassan. He says, come my son, I have one last wasiyya. And this was after he sat and he gave his wasiyya to all of his children, to Imam Hassan, to Imam Hussein, to Zainab al-Kubra, telling Zainab to be patient because she will become a captive after her brother Hussein would be martyred. He gave his wasiyya to Imam Hussein, telling him that, oh my son, be patient, because a day will come when you too will be martyred. But unlike me, there will be no one there to bury you. You will be left on the plains of Karbala. After he gave this wasiyya, and he gave his wasiyya to his son Abbas. You see, when he gave his wasiyya to Abbas, he said he gave his wasiyya to everyone. But Abbas was standing to the side, and then he asked, he says, my father, what about me? You gave wasiyya to everyone, but what about me? Then Imam Ali, he pointed to Imam Hussein. He says, Abbas, my wasiyya to you is never leave your brother. Never leave the side of your brother. He says, never leave the side of your brother and give your life for your brother. This is wasiyya of Amir al-Mu'mineen to Abbas. But right before Imam Ali intaqala ila rahmati rabbi, before he went to his Lord, he called Imam Hassan for the final wasi, the final will. He says, Ya Bunayya Hassan, ihfar arba'ata qubur. that, oh, my son Hassan, dig four graves. Dig four graves. Al-awwal fi masjid al-Kufa. The first grave you should dig should be in the masjid of Kufa. Wa-thani fi sahn al-Kufa. And the second grave should be in the middle of Kufa. Wa-thalith fi Najaf. And the third grave that you should dig, you should be in Najaf. وأربعة, and the fourth grave, ورابع, شفي بي في في داري هبيرة, in the house of هبيرة. The reason for this is because Amir al-Mu'mini says, أخاف أن عدوي أن أعدائي, that I fear that my enemies, they will come and they will dig my grave up. So you see, the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen was also hidden for centuries until Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam told the Mu'mineen, where is the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen? Imam Hassan, he states that it was I and Hussein al-Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya that we went out to bury our father. We went out and buried Amir al-Mu'mineen in the night. Much like Amir al-Mu'mineen, he buried Fatima in the night, underscores grave. He buried Amir al-Mu'mineen. And Imam Hassan, he says, when we were coming back from burying our father, and Hassan, we heard the voice of one man. He's crying. He's wailing. And they go to this man. He says, what is wrong with you? Ma bika ya ajuz. What is wrong with you, man? This man, he says, ana miskin, ana ghareeb. I'm a poor person. And there was one person who would come to me every day. Kulli yawm yaji ilayya rajul. And he will give me food. يُطْعِمُنِي لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. So he will give me food. Imam Hassan, he says, who is this person? شُوَ اسْمُ. This man said, I don't know his name. He says, and I'm blind, so I cannot see. I don't know what his face looks like. So Imam Hassan, he says, what is the characteristics of this man? He said that this man, when he came, يُسَبِّحُ اللَّهُ وَيُحَلِّلُ اللَّهُ وَكُلِّ شَيْءٍ يُحَلِّلُ اللَّهُ وَيُسَبِّحُ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ. And everything would give tasbih, everything would mention the name of Allah when he mentioned the name of Allah. And when he would sit beside me, and I asked him, what is your name? He said, المسكين, المسكين, جالس المسكين, that I am miskeen also, and I'm sitting with one who is a miskeen. And Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, they heard this. They said, this is no other than Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this old man, he asks, ma hadatha bi Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, what happened to Amir al-Mu'mineen? That for 3 days he has not come to me. For 3 days. For 3 days I have not eaten and I have not drank it because he has not come, because no one else will come. Imam Hassan, he said, Qutila Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, Amir al-Mu'mineen has been martyred. Qad dharabahu ashqan ashqiyaya. And the lowest of low of people has hit him, has struck him upon the head. وَقُتِلْ قُتِلْ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So this whole man, he says, take me to this grave. If you have buried Amir al-Mu'mineen, take me to the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Take me to the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen. See, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, they lifted this old man up, this sickly, weak old man, and they took him to the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And they said that he came to the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen crying, علي ويا علي ويا مولاي. Said he began to take dirt and to place it on his head, and then he fell over on the grave of Amir al-Mu'minin, and he died. He died from the sorrow of the death of Amir al-Mu'minin. على لعنة الله على قوم الظالمين. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا سيعلم الذين انقلبوا أي منقلب ينقلبون سيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. اللهم بحق هذه المجلس العلوية اغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا وقضي حوائجنا في هذه الليلة المباركة وهي ليلة القدر وهي ليلة التي جعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر وارحم أمواتنا واشف مرضانا وعجل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه وتحت لوائه بحق محمد وآله الطاهرين. مع التمسك.